Merry Christmas. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 27, which can be found on page 1027 in the church Bibles. That's Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 21. I did say 27. And can be found on page 1027. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Many people these days haven't really got a clue about the Christmas story, which is for me and you. So for this Christmas service, I thought I'd write a rhyme to share the reason for the season, the greatest good news of all time. So bear with me while I step outside my preaching comfort zone to tell the story of the King of Glory who took a manger for a throne. And to give my sermon structure, which every preacher knows is vital, it's got 26 different points and a rather catchy title. This is the A to Z of Christmas. Everything you need to know, the true story of the season told in detail, blow by blow. And to help me tell my story, and just so I know you're still awake, you need to join in with the chorus to give me a bit of a break. So before we get things started, let's practice, just for fun. Kids, show your parents how to do it. Loud and energetic. Ready? 3, 2, 1. The A to Z of Christmas. Good news for every nation. God came to earth to show our worth and win for us salvation. I'm sure you could do better. That wasn't too fantastic. This is the best news ever broadcast, so at least try and sound enthusiastic. and keep your wits about you. The chorus may sometimes change. I aim to keep you on your toes with the occasional rearrange. So without further hesitation, my sermon I will start. 26 points and counting. Remember, do your part. The A to Z of Christmas. Good news for every nation. God came to earth to show our worth and win for us salvation. Better. A is for the announcements the prophets made of old. God will come in person, they so clearly told. A child will be born, a son will soon be given, and he will live as we can't live and ensure that we're forgiven. B is for the baby who'll grow in Mary's tummy. What a super stunning thing that God will call her mummy. Call him Jesus, Joseph told, because he'll die for sinners. He'll seek and save lost folk like us and make us more than winners. C is for the crisis, which nearly called a halt. When Joe finds Mary's pregnant and knows it's not his fault, thank goodness for the angel who set the record straight. Without his intervention, there'd be nothing to narrate. The A to Z of Christmas. Good news for every nation. God came to earth to show our worth and win for us salvation. D is for the donkey, who isn't in the Bible, but nativity scenes throughout the land insist that he is vital. It's likely Mary rode one, because she didn't have a bike, and when you're 9 months preggers, you don't really want to hike. E is for the emperor, Rome's Caesar, called Augustus. He's well known in the history books for bringing peace and justice. He decreed that every person go to the birthplace of their clan. Little did the great man know this was part of God's Christmas plan. F is for Joseph's family. Bethlehem was their town. So 90 miles the couple traveled from Nazareth they went down. Joe's family tree was special. He came from King David's line. Yet another amazing example of God's Christmas design. The A to Z of Christmas. Good news for every nation. God came to earth to show our worth and win for our salvation. G is for God's grace. It's why he took on flesh. It's staggering to think that God would have qualified for creche. None of us deserve grace. We've turned from God like sheep, and yet his love compelled him, his promises to keep. None of us deserve grace. We've all turned from God like sheep. I've done this verse before, haven't I? And yet his love compelled him, his promises to keep. H is for King Herod, the villain of the story. He was a nasty piece of work known for being gory. He killed his wife, his sons, his friends, and every other rival. I think it's safe to say he wasn't keen on a competitor's survival. I is for the innkeeper. Another extra biblical addition. He doesn't feature in the text, so it's better to omit him. But the truth is, there was no guest room in which Mary could give birth. So her baby was laid in a manger, despite his inestimable worth. The A to Z of Christmas. God news for every nation. God came to earth to show our worth and win for us salvation. Joseph called him Jesus. That's what J stands for in this rhyme. The name Jesus means salvation, which is what he'd win in time. He'd show how much God loves us by dying in disgrace, not for his sins, but ours. You see, he died to take our place. The A to Z of Christmas is good news of great joy. God came to save a gift he saved, a special baby boy. K is for shepherds keeping a nighttime watch over their flocks. Or, if you're a bit of a rebel, you might sing they washed their socks. Suddenly, their peace was shattered as the sky was filled with light. As an angel turned up unannounced, it gave them such a fright. L is for them listening, which is what they had to do. As the angel told them good news, a saviour has been born for you. He is the promised Messiah, the King God said he'd send. So have no fear, be of good cheer, to Bethlehem descend. M is for the manger, a feeding trough rude and raw. Now a royal cot for Jesus, a king-sized bed made of straw. When the shepherds saw, they marveled that God should be so small, the creator of the universe, no bigger than a basketball. The A to Z of Christmas is good news of great joy. God came to save, a gift he gave, a special baby boy. N is for nativity play, which is how the story is executed across the land in schools and halls. Cute children are recruited to don a costume, play a part, and sing a Christmas song. Though being bold, the truth be told, those shows, they do go on. O is for the Orient, which means countries in the East, where wise men saw a special star and saddled up their beasts. They hurried on their camels or whatever they were riding, following the star they'd seen above, which all their way was guiding. P is for pursue, which they did until they arrived at Jerusalem, Judea's capital city, where you'd expect a new king to reside. But Jesus wasn't born there, so Herod met them in his palace. He managed to keep his anger hidden, but his heart was filled with malice. The A to Z of Christmas is good news of great joy. God came to save, a gift he gave, a special baby boy. Q is for the Magi's question. Where's the new king of the Jews? In public, Herod pretended to care. In private, he blew a fuse. Let me know when you find him. I really want to worship him too. But actually, he had a terrible plan to kill Jesus and prevent a coup. R is for rejoicing, which is how the Magi react when they get to the place where Jesus is born. Nothing can them distract. They worship and adore him. They bow down and their gifts they present. They've been pagans, but when they see Jesus, they become disciples 100%. S is for salvation. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, to be the promised one. He left his place of glory. He left his heavenly throne. He came to bear our guilt and shame and for our sin atone. The A to Z of Christmas is good news from above. God came as man to fulfill his plan and show us his great love. T is for the Magi's treasure, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Strange gifts for a newborn baby, I'm sure you would concur. They point to why he'd come. Royal gold to rule as king, priestly incense to bring us back to God, mournful myrrh to die for sin. U is for the unexpected, which is what happened next. The Magi are warned in a dream that night, don't return to Herod, he's vexed. So they rethink their journey homeward. They take a long but scenic detour. They go on their way, careful not to stray anywhere near Herod's front door. V is for vanish, which is what Mo and Joe have to do. An angel says, it's not safe anymore. If you stay here, there will be no rescue. So they pack their bags and leg it. To Egypt they quickly flee, while an angry King Herod embarks on a terrible killing spree. The A to Z of Christmas is good news from above. God came as man to fulfill his plan and show us his great love. W is for wait. In Egypt, Jesus had to stay until he wasn't in danger and Herod had passed away. Only then could he go home, where he worked in a humble position as a carpenter who nailed wood in place, a foreshadowing of his great mission. Because, you see, X is for the cross, which was Jesus' destiny. It's where he chose to willingly go to die for you and me. He died to reconcile us so we can be God's friends. He rose to give us new life, a future that will never end. And so why is the question we should ask this year, this Christmas season? Why should he go to such lengths for me? Whatever was the reason? The answer is quite simple. It's really not rocket science. He loves us, though we ignore him, despite our stubborn self-reliance. The A to Z of Christmas is good news from above. God came as man to fulfill his plan. And so we come to Z, the end of the Christmas alphabet. Don't worry, I'll soon be finished. The turkey won't be burnt, don't you fret. Z is a reminder that here, all good things must end. But because of Jesus coming, Christmas can extend. Jesus can be with you throughout the whole year round. He'll give you life that never ends and blessings that abound. So turn to him this Christmas. Make him your A to Z. Trust Jesus as your living king. Make him your living head. Because one day he'll come again. Not as a baby small, but as the conquering king of heaven. The mighty Lord of all. And those who trust him now will spend forever in his glory. We'll worship him for all our days and sing the gospel story. So trust him soon. Trust him now. There's no better time of year. This is the Christmas A to Z, the reason we have to cheer. So one more time, please join me in the chorus, loud and energetic. This is the best news ever told, so don't make it sound pathetic. The A to Z of Christmas is good news from above. God came as man to fulfill his plan and show us his great love. Well done. Thank you so much for joining in. That was great.